Sosa, and they had a battle going on between what St. Louis and wherever he was at. What was that big kid's name? One that ended up winning the home run championship that year. For the life of me, I can't remember. Big dude.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire, exactly. I don't know why I have a hard time remembering that name. But, you know, their heads got bigger.
Yep.
And they started looking like weightlifters. And, but Tommy Lasorda said it best. He put those guys and Pete Rose in the same category. He called them pukes.
Yeah. Lasorda spoke his mind.
Pukes. They didn't deserve to be anywhere close to Major League Baseball.
That's right, and I think that those records should be rescinded because...
Well, big old asterisk. I don't know how big you have to make it, but making it red or something. I mean,
an asterisk the size of a sewer cover would work. I got to run. We're at the top of the hour.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
And now, a star is born. On January 22nd, 1949, the world welcomed little baby Steve Perry. When his mother asked the gender of the future Journey frontman, the doctor replied,
"Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit."
Actually, it was somewhere in California. Steve Perry. A star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Biden says the country's economic crisis is getting worse, so he's issuing executive orders to help struggling Americans, including raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour for some workers.
There are many federal contractors, of course, serving the government, and he felt it was something that was not just right to do, but something that was necessary to do.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. A cabinet confirmation makes history. In nearly 75 years, there has never been a man of color leading the Pentagon. That all changed today when the U.S. Senate confirmed Lloyd Austin to be the first black Secretary of Defense in this nation's history. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The 67-year-old Austin is a graduate of West Point. He retired from the Army as a four-star general after serving 41 years. The Senate vote to approve 93-2. America is listening to Fox News.
Determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
pull ahead by
he said,
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what. Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw.
Once again, our president, an attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bets, you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialist. Let's take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist. Unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
True internet stuff is a pressure.
For people that bad,
except
Sleepy
Joe.
I'm not gonna be new. I got something to do. I gotta go do that.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
Show them that stuff with the pressure.
Don't make me joke.
Tell them.
When old Joe finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done. 1 a.m. Trump ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creepy Joe.
By a lot.
Coincidence? No, hell no. Oh wait, it looks like he fell asleep. As Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump says, Sleepy Joe, now you're never gonna run again. Cause I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best
the
president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
Please clap.
My friend Kathleen in Florida, by the way, welcome to Happy Hour, your highly rated afternoon talk choice.
Yeah.
Number one in men. Ladies.
You're number one with women, too, Greg. They just didn't get the diaries.
Well, yeah. I mean, they call, they join us at Baumhauer's.
Yeah.
They're bright, they're extraordinary women.
And they're engaged.
Well, I never asked their marital status.
You know what I mean.
That's none of my business.
They know about politics.
Yes.
And they have opinions.
I don't know how this is going to work. I'm going to hold my phone up. It's kind of like Jeb's please clap thing. Mm-hmm. Somebody was telling Joe Biden through an earpiece to salute the Marines. You know, it did get some attention that he failed to salute the Marines. But instead of him saluting the Marines, he just repeated, salute the Marines. That's what he said. Let's see if we can get this. All right. You're gonna be this way with me, huh? Well, there's a button here that says it's supposed to play. It won't.
That happens with my phone, too.
No, I've just wasted everybody's time. So I thought that was a... Usually when you see the blue button with the arrow pointing to the right, that means this is something you can play, but it didn't transfer like that. Oh, well. Moving right along here at 4:10. Who left the globe? It's right here.
Oh, I did. I brought it in. I thought there was some interesting stories in there about Dolly Parton adopting at 75.
I I don't know if that's really a good idea.
Well, it's
how
not,
old are these kids that she's adopted?
A 10-year-old girl.
Okay.
Yeah. It is, you know, it warmed my heart because she has always wanted to be a mother. But she had endometriosis years ago that was very painful, that required surgery. And
this is something in life I've never figured out, because there's so many people I've met myself. And I met Dolly, not under the best circumcisions, but I met her.
Right.
That are so qualified, so desiring of parenting a kid, and there's something biologically that won't allow them to do that. They have to try and try and try. They're using some of the modern help that the chemistry has come up with. And people that have no business, who are totally unprepared, totally irresponsible, totally economically not ready, for some reason, they don't seem to have those issues. But the people that want to love and have a baby, so many of them can't.
And I think with her, at the age that she was, you know, her career was going full steam. She was traveling a lot. It would have been very difficult to have adopted a baby at that point. But now, you know, not that her career is slowing down, but she's not traveling like she used to. And she has time to give, and I think it's wonderful.
I hope the first thing she teaches those kids is to not eat a whole box of X-Lax before you're going somewhere.
I'm sure she will.
I think you can still find that story online, pardon me.
Yeah.
Here's good news. Kelly Clarkson is eating into the audience that still bothers to watch Ellen.
Yeah.
Ellen's ratings have plunged 8% because the story's gotten around that, you know, she puts on this persona on her show, her silly-ass show, that's totally phony. Behind the scenes, she's a total bitch.
I like Kelly.
I like Kelly, too.
I think she's very personable, and she's extremely talented.
Kelly is TV's new It Girl, tattles a source. Now, I don't care about either one of them. I think they're on while I'm on. I don't want you watching that stuff. You're supposed to be listening.
Yeah, here. But you can DVR it. Watch it later.
God, when I first looked at this title, I misread it. I thought it said Harry risks his titties. It's Harry risks his titles if he becomes a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
That would have been horrible if they had taken away his breasts. Well, it does look like that when you first glance at it. You're giving me the rosy face, the pickle puss, because I said a naughty word. And I was only using it in the context. You know me. I never use that kind of language to...
The meter's going to go off. U-S-B-S.
For the shock value. I hate that thing, and it's still in there. But at least, hey, I'm the one talk host that has something in the house that keeps me honest, right? Mm. Prince Albert caught in love child scam. I can't keep track of all these princes. I don't know which one he is.
That is Princess Grace's son.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's pretty old.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I just watched the documentary. I think it was on Smithsonian.
Grace Kelly.
On Grace Kelly's marriage and all the stuff that went along with
She's gorgeous.
She may be the most beautiful woman among them that God has ever placed on this planet.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And you know what? That's the one thing. I hate to say it because I love Jimmy Stewart. But it's the one thing that takes the movie Rear Window. And I remember watching that as a kid. It was, you know, very gripping. But we're supposed to believe that Grace Kelly, in her prime, was in love with Jimmy Stewart. I don't think so.
She may have. I loved her in To Catch a Thief with Cary Grant.
Yeah, that's more believable. Yeah. Cary Grant, but Jimmy Stewart wasn't that kind of an actor. He wasn't used in those kind of roles. I don't know why Hitchcock put them together. And I certainly hope he treated Grace Kelly better than he did Tippi Hedren and some of the other blondes that he worked with.
Mm.
We had Tippi Hedren on the show about 3 or 4 years ago, and poor lady, about 90 years old, said how mean and how harassing Hitchcock was to her when they were making The Birds. And that's still a pretty good movie, too.
Yeah.
Given the you know, there was no computer graphics and all that stuff at the time. The special effects on the birds are pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Hey there, Mountain Man.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Well, I'm just going through the Globe because Rosie brought it in.
Ooh.
Did you see that article on Ghislaine?
Uh-oh.
What about her?
Well, she's dead psychotic. They can't let her out.
Yeah.
But I mean, to me, it's very understandable seeing what she was involved in.
Yeah. She's under a 24/7 suicide watch, and so was Jeffrey Epstein. How did that work out?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, just during a half-hour break.
Yeah.
Oh, and we got horoscopes, too.
Ooh.
Pfizer versus Moderna. COVID-19 vaccine shots compared. Hearing a lot of debate. I just off the top of my head, can tell you that I know somebody, a doctor, who suggested taking the Pfizer and not the Moderna. But you're seeing stories, you know, people have reactions and stuff. Well, people get sick and even die from flu shots. It's just part of life. It can happen.
It's the risk you got to take, man. If you want to. I'm not going to. I'm going to wait. I'm going to let them risk, and I'm going to.
Well, you're not exactly in the heart of the demographic that's at risk here.
Yeah.
You can afford to wait and see how it plays out for everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm in no hurry. Let me take a moment to talk about DCCI. I should send this information on to Bob Baumhauer, because DCCI has equipment that can help restaurants and that do pickup orders like Bob does. These two-way radio solutions, that may be just what he needs. What a lot of companies did with employees out on the road and stuff, they handed out cell phones. Problem is, cell phones, you can put apps and all kinds of distractions on that, and it ends up not being used for what it was intended to and the purpose, as a company tool. With two-way radios, that doesn't happen. And two-way radios today, the kinds that DCCI makes available, and they work with so many different businesses on making things more efficient, Jackson Hospital among them. Whether you manage an office building or an apartment complex, or you have any kind of a staff that's out in the field, they have easy-to-operate communication and connectivity solutions. DCCI, designed to make your job easier and protect people and property, including locating if you have expensive inventory in a building. I got to tell Terry about this as well. Their goal, to help you maximize productivity and increase safety while reducing inefficiency. Reach out to Christopher Black and David Darden at 780-1112, 780-1112, or online at dccicom.com. Great new sponsor to the show. We appreciate them. We're going to check traffic at 418.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are very busy on the boulevard right now. Got congestion at all the major intersections. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through Montgomery, and slow traffic on 85 northbound from Taylor Road all the way out to Chantilly Parkway. Buckle up, drive carefully, got no accidents to pass along to you at the moment. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The state of Alabama is lowering flags to half staff to honor Mobile native and baseball great Hank Aaron, who died today. Governor Kay Ivey expressed sympathy to relatives, friends, and family of the baseball legend. Hank Aaron was 86 years old. Alabama's unemployment rate for the month of December is at 3.9%. It is the lowest unemployment rate Alabama has seen since the pandemic began. Counties with the highest unemployment rates include Wilcox County at 10.6%, Lowndes County at 10.2%, and Perry County at 7.8%. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting at a car dealership earlier this week. Authorities have charged 22-year-old DeWantis Groomster with assault, firing a gun at an occupied vehicle and firing into an unoccupied vehicle. It happened Monday at Capital Hyundai on Eastern Boulevard. Groomster is being held in the Montgomery County Jail. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout. Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
422, Rich's forecast in a second. Then we're serving toast on all requests Friday, 272-9228. Did you hear what the new Senate Majority Leader said today? I can't play this often enough, and if you haven't heard this, listen to Chuck Schumer.
The article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
I love it.
Chuck, that's called karma, you a-hole. You know that this is totally bogus. He did nothing to incite anybody while your own party was cheering on people burning down American cities last year. I hate this. And I'm going to say it until somebody shows up at the door saying, oh, by the way, there's new rules. Or we have a bus that is waiting for you outside to take you to a place that'll help you realign your thinking, because that's what they want to do. They are, from the Kristallnacht of last summer to now, the final solution's starting to take form. But it's going to be very tough to do that to 75 million people, many of whom are Second Amendment fans. So kiss our ass. In the meantime,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We get a little brief break in between storm systems for at least half of the weekend. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy this evening, then clearing in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 39. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow should be a nice Saturday. High temperature up to about 61. Then on Sunday, we'll be in the low 60s. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, with Monday's high in the middle 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! There's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast! When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast. Yeah, toast! Oh, oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez? Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast!
Every time I play that, he uses the word bonsoir towards the end there when he's talking about French toast.
Uh-huh.
And it brings to mind the cheesiest place you could ever take a woman in South Florida. It's long gone. It was one... Should I tell this?
Yes, please.
Should I corrupt him?
He's already corrupted.
Yeah. What? No, I'm not.
Never mind if one of our listeners wants to know about the Hotel Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Is that what he's saying?
We can treat it as a request. We're going to play the Hank Aaron home run video with Vin Scully.
Yay.
Here's another guy who is 93. He's in good health. But like Lazorda and 11 Baseball Hall of Famers lost in the last year, but nobody bigger or more legendary than Mr. Henry Aaron. And we have Hank on the line, ironically.
Hank, you're on the air.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm okay. What's up?
In honor of Hank Aaron, you might do George Carlin did on... Baseball versus football.
I have it, and I can play that later in the show.
Okay, my friend.
That's a good bit, and as a baseball fan, I don't resent it. So, yeah, it's another brilliant thing from Carlin. Thank you for the call. So, we're going back to April 8th, 1974. As I mentioned earlier, NBC had put such import on this game, and it was the national topic of discussion because Hank Aaron is about to break the most well-known record in all of sports, most home runs, 714. Babe Ruth held that record from his retirement in the late 30s to Aaron coming along 37 years later to break it. He went through a lot of unnecessary garbage along the way to breaking the record. You know, if Babe Ruth had lived a better life and hadn't spent the first 6 years in baseball as a pitcher, who knows how many he would have hit. But that's not the way it worked out. The record was 714. Aaron comes up in Atlanta on this night, and I was watching on my new color TV set in the living room of my first apartment.
Ooh.
And you just had a feeling he was going to do it that night. In fact, the pitcher that threw this pitch to Aaron was on MLB Network today, Al Downing. And it was quite the moment. You know, did you want to be the guy that gave up the historic home run and that kind of stuff? Mm. Pitchers have feelings, too. Anyway, here it is. Vin Scully on the call.
And a standing ovation for Henry Aaron. So the confrontation for the second time. Aaron walked in the second inning. He means the tying run at the plate now. But we'll see what Downing does. Al at the belt. Delivers, and he's low, ball one.
This is the crowd boo. They wanted to see him hit the home run, and he's throwing crap pitches up there.
Downing has to ignore the sound effects and stay a professional and pitch his game. One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting, the outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
Watch his mother.
Are those fireworks?
Yeah, come up right about here. She comes out of the stands and nearly kills him.
What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta. And
there she is.
Oh, my gosh. She did. She tackled him.
She got him out of the crowd.
A man is getting a standing ovation.
And Aaron said,
for breaking a
that
record
was the best
of an
part of
all-time baseball
no doubt.
Idol.
She's and still hanging on.
Yeah.
And particularly
go, Mama, go.
For Henry Aaron, who was met at home plate not only by every member of the Braves, but by his father and mother. He threw his arms around his father, and as he left the home plate area, his mother came running across the grass, threw her arms around his neck, kissed him for all she was worth.
Yep.
As Aaron circled the bases, the Dodgers on the infield shook his hand.
Yeah.
And that was a memorable moment.
It was.
Aaron is being mobbed by photographers. He is holding his right hand high in the air. And for the first time in a long time, that poker face of Aaron shows the tremendous strain and relief of what it must have been like to live with for the past several months. It is over. At 10 minutes after 9 in Atlanta, Georgia, Henry Aaron has eclipsed the mark set by Babe Ruth. You could not, I guess, get two more opposite men. The Babe, big and garrulous and oh so sociable, and oh so immense in all of his appetites. And then the quiet lad out of Mobile, Alabama. Slender and stage slender throughout his career. Ruth, as he put on the poundage and the paunch, the Yankees put their ball players in pinstripe uniforms because it made Ruth look slimmer.
That's true.
But they didn't need pinstripe uniforms for Henry Aaron in the twilight of his career.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. By the way, Vin Scully, what a phenomenal announcer.
Yeah.
How brilliantly he captured not only the historic home run, but in a social context that was not annoying. That's what made it great. The guy there in that beige trench coat is the late Craig Sager, who we got to know through CNN. See him? Upper left corner there as mm-hmm. Eddie Vedder joins us.
Mm-hmm.
He was known for his loud sports jackets and stuff. But he passed away very young. And, of course, another thing that happened during this moment is something you'd never see on a field today, and that's fans running out of the stands. I can't imagine what it was like, how scary it was, given the threats that were made against Aaron.
Yeah.
As he's going between second and third, and these two fans come running up alongside of him. to congratulate him. Good security there, Braves.
They're the only two people that came out. I mean,
oh, no, there were other people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But
it was good to see the other players congratulating him.
Everybody, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a tremendous moment.
Now, I heard you talking about the pitcher on the way in. And you're right. Pitchers have feelings, too. As a former baseball pitcher, pitchers have feelings, too. But did he ever say, I know probably at first there was probably some regret, but I think in the long term, big picture, he's probably be a happy to be a part of history.
That's pretty much what he said today, because Al Downing was a very good pitcher mm-hmm. in his time, not a Hall of Famer, but had some good seasons, and he will forever be remembered. And, of course, today I heard him on three or four different,
right.
Because he's the other half of that memorable equation, and a very classy guy, just tremendous. So, while it's sad, it's a great American story, Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
And I feel so privileged that I got to, in the most unusual circumstances, at this Urban League event in West Palm Beach in 1995, and all I was asked to do was introduce him, you know, to make a few words about radio's commitment to the Urban League and stuff, that I got offered this opportunity and got to hang out with this man, you know, for almost 25 minutes. And he was just so genuine. You know, he knew what he did. He knew what he accomplished.
Yeah.
And he understood all of that, but he didn't wear it.
Right.
He was Hank Aaron. He was a man. And I was just, I met a lot of famous people. I've been very blessed. I would have to put him at the top of people whose character
class
overwhelmed whatever achievement that made them a celebrity.
Yeah.
And there are a few others, but he was at the top. Not that, you know, there's only a couple of people that were famous that I had on my shows that I did not care for. One was Bob Goldthwait.
Who was that?
Yeah, now that's when he had that funny voice and horrible comedian.
Yeah,
horrible. Oh, him. Yeah. Oh, the
Police Academy,
the
Police Academy
guy.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Total jerk.
I think after like 20 years, he finally accepted that he has a normal voice.
Well, his career was over.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that was
nobody
all he
wants
had
to hear a 50-year-old man go,
You look good, man.
You don't want to laugh at that. You want to give to the foundation that's going to help him. All righty. We are at 437. Greg, Rosie, Eddie Bader, and Mr. Spotlow here. And by the way, congratulations. We had some amazing numbers. We have a 13 share in men in 1 hour.
Woo! Really?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, right?
You look
that's
good, man.
That's
right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Sure
I'm not the only one
that
thinks that.
That may be the highest ever.
We've really?
Had a
really?
Bunch of two digits, but that may be the highest.
Well,
rock and roll, boss.
With the ladies.
And Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
We did really nicely.
Sweet.
So,
yeah, I actually joined the advertising group for Saturday morning.
Oh, smart
you
man.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Smart man.
You guys have sold me on it.
Dude, took you long enough.
Well, no, I that wanted to make sure funny. That you guys were going to get along good. I wanted to make sure this... I had some insecurities I needed to iron out with you guys
like you
first.
Didn't know.
Why are you looking at me?
No. Hey, I'm the one that brings you breakfast, bud.
Well, you were the big sale. I'm going to be honest.
Let me use it as an opportunity to, again, thank our incredible sponsors and listeners who are so loyal and faithful. I will never be able to correctly express the gratitude I feel, at least at some point every day when I take a moment and breathe in. I'm about to start my 17th year here. And
wow.
I was halfway here on April 28th, 2005, calling my friend Kathleen back in Florida saying, I don't think I should be done it. Mommy! Make
yeah.
me come home.
Yeah.
Central Alabama.
And you know, the reason I called her is because I knew she'd say, keep going.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you came, man.
And thanks.
You still
stuck
look
around.
Good.
I'm glad you stuck around, Greg.
Yeah, man. And you look better every day.
Yeah.
You keep riding that bike, man.
Oh, yeah. I have not missed a day, and I'm doing
today
2 days on weekends.
Day. Did you get
I was out there
are
today.
Are you a champ? I can't believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when you going to start doing
at
something?
At 1 o'clock.
I work for a living. Who's the first?
I just have a longer daytime break.
Right. Who's up at 3 in the morning to comment on Greg and Rich's post? Well, that's this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's back up again at 5 to 5:30 to catch,
to comment on the food?
On. Right. At 6 o'clock, I'm on because there's going to be a posting of breakfast, which Rich does have a talent for taking pictures of food.
Great food. He is the cinematographer of burgers.
You look at the picture of the meal and it makes you want a donut.
The other one you put up yesterday with the
BLT, the super BLT.
Or was it today with the fried egg burger?
That was the fried egg. Today, the bacon and egg burger.
That did, Seth, make me want to go get a Krispy Kreme donut and bring it over here, slice that sucker in half and tell you, load me up, baby.
There's a fried egg gummy.
I saw it down there, and I'm just going to try it.
No, it tastes like it's not egg-flavored.
I'm sure it's not, but...
I can't get past the visual.
I hate it, man.
He was eating that with that squid thing.
Yeah, oh.
You really ate that?
Yes, I ate it.
Did
you
enjoy it?
Along with the gummy eggs.
Yeah, it was a lot of different flavors, and it really it mixed well.
Do you have a switch on the back that turns your garbage disposal on?
Just this alone. I paid Joey $1 to eat this the other day.
I ate most of it.
All right, we are at 4:41. We got to take a break for traffic and then come back. 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, very busy boulevard this afternoon in Montgomery. We've got a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road is busy. And we've got a slowdown on 65 northbound. We've had some kind of incident past the Northern Boulevard before the 143 off-ramp to Millbrook. We've got some cops flashing lights up that way. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents to report that we know of at the moment. Save the problem that's going on 65 northbound. Well, bad credit, don't sweat it. Get the cash you need, an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with 1 hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We get a little brief break in between storm systems for at least half of the weekend. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy this evening, then clearing in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 39. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow should be a nice Saturday. High temperature up to about 61. Then on Sunday, we'll be in the low 60s. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, with Monday's high in the middle 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
La, 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 la,
the Powerball. Playing Mega Millions now, and I hope that I win it all. I will never work again on a permanent vacation, and I'll buy the biggest house that anybody ever saw.
Buy tickets for that billion-dollar drawing here in Alabama?
No.
We can't, can we?
No.
You think we ever will?
No.
It's so stupid. It just is beyond stupid.
It hurts my feelings.
You made him so sad.
Because you're right. We won't. There's not a reason in the world for us not to be able to do that.
Look, I understand that there are religious objections, and that's fine. You don't have to play it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll have people tell you it's a tax.
But everybody is paying higher gas taxes. Yep. Everybody's getting higher property tax bills.
And the schools still need some more money.
Our schools need a philosophical enema.
But it's just ridiculous that in
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I understand completely.
They need a bag up their ass to flush out all the toxic thinking that has turned them into the waste of time they are. And fundamentally start with securing the schools so kids can learn in an environment without fear.
Got that right.
And the teachers, too.
Yeah,
teachers.
And one way you do that, where you get the money, where you can hire the personnel and make it happen...
is lottery.
Yeah.
And it helps to pay them, man. The teachers, I mean...
And it's totally voluntary.
That's right. And that's what they'll tell you, Greg. It's a tax. It's a voluntary tax. If I don't want to pay it, I don't play.
Right.
Ba-da-ding! Exactly.
Yeah, and of course there are going to be people out there that can't stop, you know, but there are going to be, like, NA, you know, they're going to have Gamblers Anonymous.
But it's not like we don't have gambling.
So should we stop selling alcohol?
Exactly.
Right. Well, it's not like we don't have gambling here already. We can go 9 miles up the road to Wetumpka in the casino.
Oh, there's a casino up there?
Oh, great casino.
How is that allowed in the middle of this?
Well, funny story, Greg. Many years, the city of Wetumpka said, no, you shall not build a casino. And the casino people kept saying, okay, well, just ignore what we're doing here. And then the people said, now, hold on. Looks like you're building a building over there. You cannot build a casino. And they said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Then finally, the city of Wetumpka said, we're going to sue you. And the casino said, you know what? What if we give you a fire station? And the city of Wetumpka said, ooh, fire station, huh? Now, the problem is they forgot to ask for equipment to go in the fire station. But we did get a new fire station. We did provide many, many jobs down there and continue to provide much entertainment and many, many jobs in Wetumpka through that casino.
It's bingo, baby.
It's the slots.
Well, I'm still in the Florida lottery drawings.
Good.
Sweet. But my Mega Millions ticket the other day and my Powerball did not.
Yeah, didn't do that.
That's okay. I'm glad I had a shot at it. Somebody won the Powerball. $750 million.
Ooh.
Off the top, they take 20%, which will be about $140 million, which I would happily pay if there
would
was
you not?
Half a billion dollars left behind.
Well, maybe that's why Alabama doesn't have the lottery, because they know down here we can't afford the taxes on it.
That's funny.
Gotta be something. Gotta be something.
Bama Lama.
Bama Lama.
Bama Lama.
We do the best we can.
Hey, that's all right. I really enjoy listening to you and Rosie every day. I do it on the way home from work.
Thank you.
Most time while I'm there. But I want to tell you what I think about the reason we can't get a lottery. We're surrounded by states that have the lottery.
Yeah.
Do you not think there's stuff in the pockets of those people down there, the legislator, to keep it out of here?
Oh, certainly.
That's totally possible. I know we certainly must not have any corruption in our legislature.
No, no.
That's another reason they throw out there.
Who's the one that they haven't, they're still trying to put in jail and keeps getting out of it? Wasn't he
Hubbard?
Yeah.
He finally showed up. But I'm really surprised there wasn't a presidential pardon and all that.
It would solve a lot of the problems we have if we could get the tax dollars coming in here if it was spent right. Which that's another joke. Yeah. All right, thank you, Greg. Enjoy listening to y'all.
Thank you, bud.
By the way, is our petulant mayor apologized for his intemperate remarks?
No.
So we're all still trash.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, here's a thought on that.
He said, "Oh, did I say something?"
When he gets voted out, I would like to buy a billboard and take that Twitter tweet that he put up there and put it up on that billboard. And when it says, is it something I said, I can put it at the bottom. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
See you later.
And not only that, but doubling down on the obnoxiousness. I mean, again, the immediate metaphor, and Todd Strange had way too much class to ever even make a comment.
Not many years.
One of them died of cancer.
You know, to say... Let's welcome, you know, rather focus on the incoming class, meaning Trump, and the outgoing trash, meaning the Obamas.
Mm-hmm.
His term in office would have ended that day.
Oh, yeah.
The firestorm following a comment like that would have been so immediate. But you see, one reason why this country is having the social issues it is because this double standard and all of this stuff, the bigotry, the racism, whatever you want to call it. The ideological difference, those have to be two-way streets of this country will not survive. Mm-mm. And they don't want that because they can't persuade everyone. If their ideas were so great, we'd all be following merrily along. But we're not because we know they're full of crap.
Thank you.
Okay.
And bye-bye. And now you hear these, I mean, these are very big people talking about re-education, the cleansing.
Yes.
Mm.
The very same turn, but we're the Nazis, even though that's their master plan for all of us. Yes, fan.
How you doing, buddy?
All right, what's up?
I got a request for you. You're a Tim Hawkins fan, right?
Yep.
Aging Rockers.
I have it.
I love that song. That's funny.
It's, are you going to be listening for a while?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I listen to you up until 6 o'clock.
You know what I'm trying to do? I may play that to close the show around 5:52 or 3 because it's 7 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it would be very hard to fit it in somewhere else. So I've got it pasted in. Keep listening and you'll eventually hear it.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate you. Thank you.
That's why you're the man right there, okay? Because you do things like that.
Well, I love accommodating people. I love, you know, taking time to reply and thank everybody that sends material in for the show.
I can't believe.
Well, the other night, the guys, the ladies that I brought to the bomb hours, Greg had a good time with. And I'll go ahead and tell everybody, if you ever bring 3 or 4 ladies out to bomb hours, Greg will join your table too. He will instantly move you right out of the way.
What you tell me?
I was there for prickly. I was there.
That's what it's called.
I was there for strictly professional reasons.
Yeah. He has to schmooze with all the participants.
Yeah, no, it was fun, and they were newcomers, and they were everybody that was there Tuesday night was, or Wednesday night was affable and friendly at all the tables.
We had a great time, man. It was awesome.
Susanna was the belle of the ball.
Yeah, well, she had a few words for me when I got back in the car.
Well, because you hauled her to Millbrook after you took her to bomb hours.
We got to work. Some of us have to work, folks.
I just had a listener text me, and he's on the way back from Georgia right now with lottery tickets.
With lottery tickets?
Yep.
Does he have our tickets with him? The ones he picked up for us?
We'll find out soon.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Greg. If you win the lottery, and I don't know the answer to this, but if you were to win the lottery and you're an Alabama resident, how does that work? Does the state suddenly have interest in your income of
yes.
a lottery winner?
Usually the state that conducts the lottery takes 20% off the top.
Okay.
Or the federal government. But Florida has no state income tax. We do.
Move to Florida.
So here you would probably automatically you sit down with somebody like Brandt.
Yes, definitely.
But you probably have to send at least 20 off to the federal government, figure out how to shelter as much as you could tax-free. But then live it up on whatever's left.
Man, you know I would.
And Alabama, yeah, Alabama would get 3% of that.
If it was only 5 years, Don't feel sad for me, because it was a great 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they ever put me on one of those, the lottery ruined my life shows.
Oh, yeah, we'd never be able to get you out the front door.
Right.
It'd be like Gilbert Grape. We'd have to crane you out of the top of your house.
I would live in the middle of a Dunkin' Donuts.
Gilbert Grape, was that Johnny Depp?
Leonardo,
yeah.
DiCaprio. Leonardo. In like the mid-90s.
I think it was his first big movie.
Yeah, yeah. He played us.
I think it was kind of a depressing
movie. Oh, yes. Yeah. It was super sad. His mom was way overweight, and she passed.
That's yeah.
Right. Debbie Downer. Yeah.
Super sad, but it was a good movie.
Hold on.
It is 4:55. These uncertain times, it's almost a year now. We're thinking about that today. 10 months since the shutdowns began, and lifestyles were changed, and people were compelled to spend more time at home, and it changed the nature of many relationships and tested them to extremes. If you're in that situation and you're even thinking about a change, you should consult with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson at Delk and Tomlinson for honest, upfront feedback. If you give them honesty, you're going to get honesty back, and you're going to know where you stand. You're going to get the complete picture about what's at risk. Sometimes that conversation inspires another attempt to fix things. Sometimes you're so close to a situation that you can't see the forest through the trees. But whatever you do, input honesty and what you'll get back will be incredibly helpful and constructive. So you know what you're at risk of losing. And then having advocates where you don't have to worry. You just know, we got this. You have that person that's on your side, on your team, without question. Delk and Tomlinson specialize in representing men, but if I were a woman seeking a divorce, I would absolutely consult with them, and they've done that successfully for many. They consult on matters of family law. A friend asked if they did wills. Yes, they do. They're working on mine. All I got to do is find something I can leave somebody, and we'll be able to finish it.
I thought you needed me to come sign somewhere.
You look good. Eddie Stone.
Oh, and if financial hardship has been an issue, and there's nothing worse than having the wolf at the door with horrible phone calls and abuse, they can refer you to Amy Hampton, who's an extraordinary bankruptcy attorney here in the area. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, 819-4810.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Or divorceformenalabama.com.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. 1 affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's an excellent way to remember the 2021 inauguration. No, it's not a photo of Biden giving his address or Lady Gaga performing the national anthem. Introducing, from the same folks that brought you all those commemorative plates, it's the Bernie Sanders sitting by himself wearing a giant coat and mittens statue. Put him on your deck, next to your gas grill, or on your front porch in a rocking chair, or even riding shotgun in your car so you can drive in the carpool lane. Now you can keep the memory of the 2021 inauguration alive for years to come. The Bernie Sanders sitting by himself wearing a giant coat and mittens statue. Get yours today.
I'm Bernie Sanders and I approve this message.
So far that picture's become the meme of the year. My favorite was the one I posted where he's sitting on a bench next to Andy and Barney with Otis the Drunk on the other side. And so far I've had 206.
Oh yeah, it's hysterical.
And 46 shares. That's the best one I've seen so far. Biloxi Gambler.